How about the who? We have business, public, environmental groups, other city committees, people who don't live in Rockland but are around Rockland.
State of Maine owns the biggest single, operates the biggest single marine facility on our harbor.
State of Maine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps, Steve, would you want to include the islands that depend on that facility? Is that already on the list?
Off Island?
Yes.
Yep.
The federal government has a lot of stake in the harbor.
Yeah. There's a federal channel, and of course, it's the great decider on the permits.
So would that be Coast Guard and Army Corps? Or
Correct, yeah.
City Council?
Oh, no, let's not put them in it.
City Council?
Well, just like all the other committees there.
Yeah. Yep. Anybody else?
One of the problems we will find with some of these groups, probably the federal government more than the state or anything, is they could care less. They have a very big presence, and they're the ones who feel that they're the ones who dictate what happens, rather than the other way around.
But the Coast Guard may have some good comments
to make. Oh, yes, in terms of getting information from them.
DMR the same
I was thinking about the how.
Yeah.
When you mentioned that, but I think it's still a good group to put in the stakeholder list for sure.
Is there any organization that the fishermen are a part of in this community that should be contacted?
There's the Down East Lobstermen's Association and the Maine Lobstermen's Association.
Isn't there a fisherman's
Dila and Emla.
Is there a fisherman's group?
In the harbor?
I thought I heard of some fisherman's group. I proposed it once years ago, the Rockland Harbor Fishermen's Association, but
not,
never happened.
Not so.
But fishing interests. Is
yeah, fishing interests.
I wrote fishermen and fishermen groups. Does that cover it?
Yeah. So when you say businesses, I mean, to me that's local and not local, like American Cruise Lines, for instance. I mean, I'm sure they have an interest in the harbor.
I mean, business covers an awful lot.
Yeah.
Everything from O'Hara's
to... Do we need to break it down?
Restaurant owners to...
Yeah. Main Street.
Yeah. I mean, Rockland affects Knox County.
Yep. I was actually... I do think it might be interesting.
Regional.
Let's think about business in a couple of different ways, layers. So, let's stick with local for now because it's easier for me to get my head around right off the bat. But what about local? Are there local businesses that we ought to...
Marinas.
Yep.
There's two yards, railways.
Actually, have fishing boats. Rockland, actually, for Knox County landings, is the hub of where all the herring and lobsters mostly are landed, other than Vinyl Haven. But Rockland is the leader of that.
Yep.
Yeah, so in terms of stakeholders, the lobster industry
generally... they don't land herring in Owl's Head or Camden or Rockport. They landed in Rockland.
So groundfish? That's not a great term.
It's lobster bait.
Herring, mostly.
Herring,
yeah.
Herring, yeah.
It's important because it's such a...
Unless you live in Norway.
...substantial source of lobster bait, but industry for Maine generally depends on
that. Ed, you've seen sturgeons leaping here, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've got all kinds of stuff.
It's the ESA
in the harbor, but is that an economic? That would be the environmental groups more than.
So, how about we're just talking about business, local businesses,
the schooners.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the Windjammer fleet.
There's someone that rents kayaks too.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Jack, the experiential tourist.
K-A-Y-A-K. There we go.
Yeah.
Cement plant.
Don't forget
the first day.
All the middle.
The seaweed plant.
And it's interesting you bring up the cement plant because they always have issues over the design of the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the boats anchor.
Right.
And how you keep boats from anchoring off of a busy dock like that. So they are a very important part.
What tribe owns the silos? What's the tribe that owns the two silos there?
Yeah.
Passamaquoddy's.
Yes.
That's a big part.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All the
silos?
They didn't pass hands over.
Yes.
So the last part I heard was Passamaquoddy.
Tribe. So is there
all the festivals?
Festivals.
There's three major festivals that use the shore, essentially: Harbor Park, Bowie Park.
And does each festival have its own sort of organizing committee? Is that how it works?
Yeah, they're not for profit.
Okay.
Well, two of them are.
Well, Blues is the profit.
Thank you.
What about the Boats and Hobbits?
They might be profit. The seaweed people are not for profit, I believe.
So the Boats and Festival is the only one I know of that isn't for profit.
So and then the Seaweed Exchange, I think.
We have Lobster Festival, Seaweed.
Blues Festival.
And Maine's.
And the Boats and Harbor Show.
Yeah, there's a group of
There's a lot of festivals. Right. Yeah, now, does the Maine Boats and Harbor Show, is that sponsored by like a local marina that would be... They'd be
a magazine.
The Maine Boats and Harbor Show magazine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then there's the bigger groups, the Chamber of Commerce and the Downtown Merchants Group.
Yep.
Rockland Main Street.
Should we say the Yacht Club?
And the Yacht Club, yep.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone...
And, of course, that brings in a group like the Apprentice Shop.
Non-profit.
Which has a stake in the waterfront, too.
Mm-hmm. And then Sharp's Point Museum.
I feel like somebody said something between downtown businesses
the Yacht
and
Club.
The Shop. Yacht
Club.
But all the boat builders...
The only fuel transportation service.
Yeah.
So, have you covered the businesses along the north end shipyard?
Yeah, that starts becoming, which is interesting, that starts becoming an inventory. Of walking around the whole harbor and picking out the spots where business is going on the waterfront.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I was just starting from the apprenticeship and thinking, well, there's a whole lot before you get to the Baptist Church.
Right.
I think we've broken down the local businesses pretty good for now. I do see at a certain point, primarily for my own benefit, but for everybody, as we're doing that, an inventory of the waterfront.
There's a condo association along the northern side of it.
Jameson Point, I believe.
Yeah, Jameson Point.
Could you broaden the category to residential?
Yeah. Residential. People, especially like in the south end where people are moving... Yeah. There's going to be conflicts. It's a land-based conflict between people who are building new houses in the south end and the working waterfront.
Well, you've got some residential in between. Most of it is on either side. Jameson Point to wherever, Front Street, and then all the south end. And there's pressures in there from everybody who's not residential on residential.
Yeah. Well, I think residential is, I've sort of used them as a stakeholder category, but we'll dive into that a little bit. Yep.
Under the public, do we want to say the sort of yachting public and then the on-foot public or, land versus...
Yep. Wet and dry public.
We'll just say land and wet.
Yeah, just to go back on a couple of other things, because we were talking about tide rise and we're talking about public lands and that kind of stuff. There's something that, whether we are the ones who address it or just touch on it, there may be problems with the wastewater treatment plant and its siting over the next 10 years if the tide keeps going up. How does it continue to operate?
So that's sort of under a subject area, perhaps?
That would be a sea level rise.
And then they're not necessarily...
I think Terry's got some grant money to look at some of that.
Right. They're not necessarily a separate from the rest of the city in terms of being an interest group.
Do they operate as a separate, like a quasi-municipal?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then
they're an enterprise fund.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you picked up all the harvesters... I know you mentioned fishermen. I think you've got a couple of seaweed harvesters at the wild seaweed harvesters at the fish pier. And then there's aquaculture. So I wonder if a broader kind of harvester category of which fishermen are a part might be.
I don't know if there's any aquaculture happening in this.
Yeah. Which also
not yet, I don't think, but there is the gathering.
So. Which brings up private fishermen. people who go fishing off the breakwater.
Oh, recreational fishing.
Recreational fishing.
Yeah. Fish.
How do you reach them as a group? I have no idea, other than the broader community.
I guess he has outreach at the tackle shops.
Yeah.
That's clever.
That's true. Johnson's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, Johnson's. Yeah.
I buy my stuff at Walmart, but I don't know that that's...
Well, maybe they stuck aside.
Anything else? Anybody else? Stakeholders? That's a pretty good list to start with. I'm sure there'll be more. All right.